Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Today's message is not one that I chose to speak about. However, the Lord has spoken ever so boldly that I deal with this subject head on. As the topic reads, God says, COVID is dead. You probably haven't heard that from any other minister, but this is the word the Lord gave me not only once, but twice, once in 2020 and again within a few months ago. And he's been pressing me and showing me more and more and has told me to go ahead and put this message out. So no matter what you're hearing and seeing on the news or in the world around you, God has spoken and he is saying COVID is dead. But the word of God is alive and is sharper than any two-edged sword. It will cut through the lies and the deceptions about what is going on with this so-called virus. Now, the Lord began speaking to me about COVID in March of 2020. He starts speaking way before they declare a pandemic because he had been showing me some things. Then on March 14th, I had sent this message out to my prayer warriors and to family. What God said about COVID, he said, it will disappear as quickly as it came up on the scene and people will wonder why all the hype. At the same time, God reminded me that believers have dominion over everything that creeps upon the earth. That's according to Genesis 1:28. He said, this and every virus is a creeping, a multiplying agent of evil. And we are the ones blessed to be multiplying the blessing and being fruitful in the good things of God. The virus was sent to cut off the blessing, but we can stop it supernaturally with the word of God. And that's where we're heading with this. It's the power of the blessing versus the power of the curse. And Christians are called to subdue anything that's in line with the curse, and that's including COVID-19 and any other types of creeping viruses and weapons that are sent against us. But it's been over a year ago that the Lord started speaking to me about this. He was speaking in the realm of the spirit, and he showed me something in March, February, March, and even through the summer, that this COVID-19 was speaking. I mean, it was speaking and creeping and walking through the streets of different cities like a real thing. And I recognized this was a demon. You had to have ears to hear, and you had to have eyes to see and have discernment in the spirit because it was speaking loudly to the point where it's like it was crazy. Not only that, but the same spirit, the same voice that was speaking the COVID was also speaking, and some of you brace yourself to hear this, Joe Biden. So what the Lord had told me, and he had to go back to showing me, is that the COVID and what happened with the election in 2020 are related. It's not accident. This thing was planned. I can take you back to 2019, towards the end of September, when the Lord called me into prayer. I heard witches. I heard voices from different countries declaring death to America. And it was crazy. And then all of a sudden, the Lord gives me this vision where I see this thing come off of an airplane. And it was hovering in the air, but it looked robotic. It looked supernatural because it had no legs, but it was walking. It had no body, but yet it had on a samurai suit. And I said, Lord, what is it? He said, it's their weapon called the Golden Samurai. And when it came, the Lord showed that it was coming because of President Trump and Vice President Pence. It was meant to take them out of the White House. So whatever this was and how it was coming, I didn't know in 2019 what it was. But it was coming for the sole purpose of messing with the election that was to come. But it didn't hit me until several months later where the Lord began talking about what was going on with this virus. And it was puzzling. I was basically reminding the Lord what he said was happening in 2020. There's supposed to be blessing. There's supposed to be multiple things happening, the good things happening for the people of God. But then I saw this virus and I saw something else. And the Lord stopped me and he said, this thing is dead. Wage a warfare. And he took me to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and 18, where Paul tells Timothy to take the prophecies and wage a warfare, meaning circumstances may be negative. Circumstances may not look like what God says, but you have to open your mouth and speak it, and then you will see it. So he was showing him how to wage warfare. And this also goes directly into what happens in chapter 2 of that same book, where he tells us to pray for all men, and especially for those in authority, so that we can lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Those things are related. That's why we wage a warfare. And the Lord made this very clear to me. We wage a warfare because we have a job to complete in the earth. We have a divine assignment. And it says the enemy sends things like the COVID against us to keep us from getting our assignment accomplished. Not only do we come against the thing that's coming against us in the spirit, we also pray for those in authority, because many times, and in this case, as you'll see, that those in authority is what brought this to our nation. So we don't pray just for peace. We pray because the people who are in leadership do not know God. They're not hearing God, and they're aligning themselves with supernatural forces that are set to destroy the nation and destroy God's divine plan. So that's where this is going. So when God says COVID is dead, and he told me twice, and then he told me in another way, which I will share with you, that shook me to the core. There's a purpose behind all this. We're waging a warfare. Then it was, again, in January of this year, I was at a market getting ready to get out of the car, and I had a pause in my spirit to just stop. So I did. I stopped. And all of a sudden, the voice of the Lord shook me up saying, "Didn't I tell you that COVID was dead?" Now, immediately, I'm thinking, well, where did this come from? I didn't say anything about COVID. I didn't do anything. What did I do? And I was got defensive for a minute. I'm like, "Lord, I heard it. Yes, I do. I agree with you." But then I had to figure out, why was this coming up now? Why was this coming up in January? This is January 18th. I remember it was 11:50 a.m. I put it in my phone. And then he started talking to me and he said, before the year ends, and he's talking about 2021, COVID will be removed from the face of this earth. And I said, "Okay, Lord, I'm in agreement." And I said, "But why wait till the end of the year?" I'm like, "Why not this month? Why not right now? You're God, you can do anything." So I took the challenge, and I've been taking the challenge since then. If this thing is dead, I believe you, Lord, and I will speak it and call it into existence, but I'll call it immediately. I didn't want to see anybody else sick. I didn't want to see anybody else affected by this supernatural, what they call a virus, which isn't really a virus. It's much more than that. So since that time in January, I've been confessing that COVID is dead, like God said. I've been doing, even when I'm putting on the mask, I'm not going along with the program. I'm speaking the word of God as I'm putting on the mask. I'm declaring a thing dead when I go out. I declare COVID-free zones around my home, around places where I go, around churches, around places where I know people. I plead the blood over people. So I'm taking an active spiritual stance against this thing because God said it's dead. So if it's dead, and I remember I asked him back then, I said, "Lord, if this is dead, why are we still seeing it?" And this is coming out of my spirit again. He said, "Because it was not mixed with faith with those that heard it." In other words, we heard it, but too many people were believing the news. They were believing the fear. They were going along with the program that the devil designed for them to go through rather than standing bold and waging a warfare. So as my family prayer teams were assembled back in 2020, the Lord said, wage a warfare. And he showed us how to do it. And I'm going to go through that with you as well. As I said, be in compliance, but at the same time, you speak over that thing. You don't want to just go along with this because this has some supernatural legs that are really, really crazy. It's crazy. And I pray over the hearts of people against the spirit of fear. I bind that devil wherever I go. I take anointing oil. I just know I heard the word. God spoke to me once, twice. He showed me this thing. So now he's putting the onus on me. I am anointed, just like every believer is, to stand up and bind this thing and take it out in Jesus' name. We need to take up our weapons against this thing. And this is supernatural. Don't get political with it. Don't get into the political rhetoric because that is of the devil too. This thing is spiritual. You speak God's word and his word alone is alive. It will destroy this thing if we do what he's saying do. And again, this goes back to the pattern. This goes back to the pattern what God did when he created the earth. He saw darkness. He saw destruction. He saw something without form, but he didn't agree with it. He didn't even acknowledge it. He saw it, but he spoke what he wanted. He said, "Light be," and light was. Everything he saw, he called it forth. So what God is saying now, you may see people getting sick. You may see people taking a vaccine, but if God has said COVID is dead, we got to treat it like it's dead. We got to speak death over it while we're walking this thing out, and this thing will be gone. And that's the power we have as believers. Then the other part of this that the Lord's shown me. Ooh, Jesus. This is coming out of my spirit. He calls this the war of the gods. And going back to what he showed me in 2019, also what he showed me in 2020, this thing was walking and talking. This thing was speaking. And it had a spiritual edge. And as I said, it was speaking Joe Biden's name at the same time. It was calling him in the presidency. So this all is related. And the Lord said, our politicians started this mess, but he, God Almighty, is about to end it. And he said, and some of them will lose their lives in the process. And I kid you not, this is how serious it is. He said, they committed treason against the United States for the purpose of winning an election. And this word is coming out of heaven, and these people have employed some of the most evil witchcraft powers in the world. But the devil is about to show his hand against the very ones who opened this Pandora's box, because that's what it looks like in the realm of the spirit. And in fact, on Sunday, May 10th, I went to bed around 11 o'clock, and the Holy Spirit prompted me to pray in the spirit for a while. So within an hour or so, I saw a multitude of demon spirits. They were being unleashed. They were coming like out of a box had been opened. They're coming left and right, left and right. And I couldn't stop them. I just saw them. Now, they didn't have any power over Almighty God in that sense. But they were, it was something out of a crazy movie. And I'm like, Lord, what is this? What is this? There was no way to stop these spirits from coming. I had never seen anything like this in my life. I knew they were Asian, Arabic, Hindu, and they were just coming. And then as I was teaching to my prayer team about this, the Lord said, this is Shinto. Shinto? Shinto? I don't know anything about Shinto, but I had to look it up. Shinto is a Japanese religion, and they have a god of war that they're launching against us. So Shinto is coming against us with all these other gods that they believe in are being leashed against Almighty God. Let us tell you where we are right now in America. This is not a virus. We are in a war of the gods. And this is bigger than us. And then the Lord told me, he reminded me what he said. Now, this is where I don't have the complete connection yet. He said, China's coming. Now, China is known as being atheistic. They don't really serve those gods of Shintoism. But there's the close relationship between the Chinese and the Japanese as far as their history is concerned. Like going back to Kublai Khan and all these people. So I don't know what the connection is today, but all I know is they're coming. And God said Shinto is in operation right now. So what's going on and how it's connected, I don't really know. But he said China, Russia and Iran have an axe to grind with our politicians. Okay, this is serious. What we saw, as we said, they tried to do whatever they did to win an election, but China, Russia, and Iran are coming back with them. And he said, this is the real reason there's barbed wire around the White House. It was never about Donald Trump. He said, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has to do with the fact that they made some deals, some dirty deals with some of the wicked wicked governments for the purpose of winning. They have made a deal with the devil and they're about to get paid. And it's scary. It is scary. These foreign invaders, and that's what he calls them. That's what God calls them. Foreign invaders are coming for what they have been promised. And they're going to renege on every deal. They're going to do as much damage as they can. But then the Lord gave me a prophecy, and I want to read that for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you rich men, you wicked men, thought you could sell my America to the highest bidder and get away with it. You have tried me for the last time, says God. For you come against my covenant nation, against my holy angelic host, only to come to your own defeat. For I will not let you destroy this land. You will not have the satisfaction of completing your diabolical plan on these shores that I have sanctified for my use to show my glory. You will see, yes, you will see the fullness of my power as you raise your evil hand against this land. I am Almighty God, and I have a covenant to uphold, and you will see what happens to those who touch the apple of my eye. Now, that came from the Holy Spirit. Jesus, Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord. And it's coming out of my spirit. The Lord is about to put his foot down because these enemies of our nation have been employed by our government. Now, the Lord takes me back to something he showed me this morning. Again, I see those demon forces coming. And they were Asian. They were coming from different, I don't know, this one was. I assume it's still all connected with Shintoism. But it also saw some other spirits that I had not understood. But he said, this is sorcery. He said, the whole thing behind COVID-19, it is sorcery. It is a witchcraft demon operating through some kind of microorganism. But it's not a virus, not what they consider a typical virus by medical terms. This has a strong supernatural component that cannot be stopped except by God. So, as the Lord said, there is no vaccine for this. Oh, they will tell you that they have a vaccine, but they don't. There is no vaccine for this thing. This can only be dealt with by the Spirit and by Almighty God. So you have to understand that. I want you to hear that clearly. And I asked the Lord, why was it that they were coming and using their spiritual means? And he said, COVID was sent as a method to kill. because they were determined to bring death upon our nation. That's what he told me in 2019, and he just said it again this morning. And he said, don't take this thing lightly. He says, you can believe the media. He says, even the White House and what you're being told, but this thing is about to take them all out. This thing is coming with a vengeance. And the Lord said that if indeed China and Russia are going to do this plot, it's a takeover. And the first thing they do is they take out the leaders. So whatever deal our leaders made, it doesn't matter. These people don't want them anyway. They don't trust them. They don't trust them, and they will take them out if they don't repent. And that's the word from the Lord. And they don't just oppose the nation as a nation. They truly believe, these religious demons believe that Christianity is a problem. They believe that as a Christian nation, they believe America is a Christian nation because that's what we've espoused around the world. But if this is how Christianity works, we need to be off the face of the earth. And that's what they're thinking. And that's what they're saying. And that's what the Lord shared with me this morning. They see us as an evil that must be destroyed. Why? We have corrupt government doing corrupt deals behind the backs of the people. Now, the people may not know that. The people may be fooled, but the nation's leaders and nations around the world are not. The corruption, the sexual perversion, the perverted business practices, those are the things they believe that have been ordained by Christianity, which is a lie. They believe that this is Christianity in action, and it is not. Sure, there are some Christian leaders who are in bed with these government leaders, but it's no different than it was during Jesus' time. There were wicked church leaders in league with the wicked government, and that's how Jesus got executed. It's because the government and the church leaders, now these weren't godly leaders. These were the leaders who were in it for the position. They were in it for the money. They were in it for notoriety with the government. And there are a lot of leaders in Christianity in America who are in league with the government. And these are the evil people that God is coming against in this season because they want to destroy the vision that God has for this nation. They don't want God in this nation. And I'm talking about these church leaders. They don't want God. They want power. And that's where this is going. People want power. They don't want God. They want their own thrones. And God is getting ready to shut all this down. And we're supposed to be, as a church, demonstrating the kingdom. But these church leaders have joined hands with evil government workers, and they don't want God. So God has to step forward so that the world knows the truth about Christianity and make his name known the way it is in the Bible, the way it was originally, so that these evil leaders are not saying, are going to stand for the poster children of Christianity, because they're not. So it's time to repent as a body. It's time to repent as a children of God for not taking down COVID and allowing it to go forward, and many people operating in fear. And again, he says there's no vaccine for COVID. But he also said something more terrifying is coming. There's a backlash, even with the COVID vaccine. He said right now it's no more than a placebo. It's a psychological sense of security that will not last because this is supernatural. And because the church and leaders that are in league with the government are not speaking truth, they are promoting it as well. And God is saying it's time for us to take a stand. Now, if you're one of the ones who believe the rhetoric, you believe what they've been telling you because you honestly believe the government, there's no condemnation. Repent. Repent for putting men's opinion over God's word. Jesus is the healer. He said we can take any deadly thing and not harm us. He said that he's given us power to tread over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. He also said in his word, no evil shall befall us. A thousand shall fall your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. So we have to understand this is one crown called Corona going up against the crown of God's kingdom, Almighty God. And that's where this is a war of the gods. And now you have all these other gods from these other nations coming in because they think they can come, they think they can gang up and actually do damage in America. But we have a covenant. And people of God, you have to stand on your covenant in these last days. And I'll never forget, I don't know when it was, back in the 2000 or so, I was in LA and the Lord showed me where we were heading as a nation, the type of warfare we would have to fight. And it was biological warfare. I remember being in Los Angeles streets and the Lord gave me a walking vision. I was walking. All of a sudden, I see planes overhead and they were dropping something out of the sky. And as I'm walking, people were dropping dead everywhere around me because of some substance they were dropping out of an airplane. No different than what happened with COVID. But in this case, everybody died. I'm looking around. I only saw one or two people standing. I'm like, what is this, Lord? Why are some standing and all these other people dead? He says, the only one standing. Oh, and hear this people and hear good. The only ones who were standing are those who knew their God Almighty. Those that knew him stood and walked as though nothing was happening. The others that fell, either they rejected him or they pretended to know him, but they didn't know him for who he is. And this last day, you're going to have to know who God is and stop playing church, stop playing with the government, stop following, trying to be politically correct and following the crowd. The crowd is about ready to drop. And if you want to live, you're going to have to get right with God, repent, and hear his voice and move as he moves. And I'll never forget that vision because a woman I knew, she was former military. And the Lord, I saw her as I was walking this walking dream. And I saw her dying and she was on the doorstep to her house dying. And I went up to her and she said, help me. Can you help me? And I said, well, she wants to know, why are you standing? And I'm dying. And I said, this is about God. This is about your relationship with God. And she goes down. Well, I was an usher in the church. I was in the choir. I did this. I did that for 25 years. Uh-uh, sister. It's not about what you did in the church. It's about who you know. Do you know the man? Do you know the God behind the man that sent the man to the earth? This is not about church service. This is about a one-on-one relationship with Almighty God. And she kept saying, I said, listen, she kept trying to give her credit for at the church service and her going to church. I said, listen, sister, you're dying, not me. Hear me. Get saved right now. And I remember in a vision, I was talking to her. I said, listen, you got to get right with God. It's not about what you did before man, because you got to stand before God. And that's what this is. It's not touching those who know him. And I led her in a sinner's prayer, but she repented. And all of a sudden, breath came into her body. She stood up and she said, oh my God. And she kept saying, God is real. God is real. God is real. God is real. And she was freaked out. All those years of service, of going to the church, being in the choir, being an usher, all the things she did in the church, she never knew he was real. And that, my beloved, is what this is about. God is about to prove to the world and all these gods that he is real. And if you're going to make it in these end times, you got to know he's real. Because that's what's going to make the difference here. You can't play with this thing. You can't play with this virus or anything that they're getting ready to send our direction. Because it's a spiritual thing. It is a war of the gods. It's like the Lord told me, the works of man is over. The times of men's wisdom is over. The people who want power in this last day are going straight to the demon powers, just like they did to try to take the White House. They went to the demon powers. Why? Because they knew the only way they could do any damage is to go up higher. They couldn't be men anymore. They had to try supernatural witchcraft. And they did. But witchcraft is no match to Almighty God. Never has been, never will be. So people of God, arise. People of God, stand up and speak the word of your God. Stand up, get close to him, pray, hear his word, hear his voice, and do whatever he's telling you to do in this last hour. It's like Jesus said, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind, which means to be declared improper and unlawful on earth, will be bound. Why? Because it's bound in heaven. And whatever you loose will be loose. Why? And declared lawful. Because heaven has already ordained it. We're supposed to speak what God speaks so that we can lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness. Don't speak the news. Don't speak what you hear the president or any government leader speaking. You speak the word only. You see darkness, you call forth the light. You see evil, you call forth what the blessing is. You see COVID as alive, you speak it dead, declare it dead in Jesus' name. In other words, whatever we allow on earth, God will allow. So whatever wickedness is in the earth, whatever is attacking the people, God puts it on his people. So if COVID is dead and you still see it operating, it's because the people of God have not been in agreement with God concerning this thing. But it's not up to the government. It's not up to CDC. It is our responsibility as the children of God, heirs of the world, heirs of everything that belongs to God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ Take heed. This is our responsibility. And this is the word of the Lord. My God, my God, my God. COVID is dead. I decree and declare it now. I speak peace over you, the peace of God. I speak that you have the sound mind and the power of God that he's put in you, and that you will walk forward, not in fear, but in the power of his word, and that you will know your God. You will know your Father in heaven, and you will do great exploits against this and every demon weapon that is coming against this world in these end days. And the gospel shall be preached. Hallelujah. The true gospel will be preached in power, and then the end will come in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, Lord. We pray that everyone's been empowered with this message, that your eyes are open to see, your ears are open to hear what thus says the Lord, because this is our time to arise and shine. For the glory of the Lord has risen upon you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Woo! Jesus, thank you. We bless you. Until next time.